I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you.
From Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear friends, salam and welcome to this program entitled Muslim Lady. In the studio, we have Dr. Razia Batul Najafi and her husband, Hujjatul Islam Masumi. Both of them are experts on Islamic science. Let's listen to them.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamun alaikum wa rahmatullah.
I'm Farman Ali Masumi.
So we are going to talk today about some very, very difficult, challenging issues which a Muslim lady is facing nowadays. We have to see according to the era and the time. Nowadays, in 2021, yeah, what kind of biggest challenges are just waiting for practicing Muslim lady?
Definitely nowadays this world is full of technology, internet, IT, full of, you know, different gadgets and tablets and, you know, phones in your hand.
Exactly, yeah.
So whatever you want, you can do, you know.
Yeah, full of freedom.
Although you are alone sitting in your bedroom, but you are present in front of whole world, you know. So definitely a lot of challenges our sons, our men, they also have, and especially our women, our daughters, they have more challenges, especially an Islamic, you know, wife and daughter.
Yeah, you know why? Because daughter. Of social. Because we as a women, our area, very sensitive area, yeah, is social. You know, socially,
yeah,
how I have to come and present myself, you know.
Yeah.
As a woman, we like to display ourselves, to, yeah, show our beauty, yeah. And as a man, for men, it is very, very, Islam has restricted, yeah, about to see, yeah, to look at, yeah, that kind of scenes and beauties. And this is our test, and that, yes, is your test.
Yeah, definitely. If you do not use the social media nowadays, then people say you are not part of this world. You are something like ignorant and like
backward,
child,
yeah, out of the society. Yeah. You're out.
So that is also not good. And if you use social media without limits, freely, with all freedom, this is also very, very harmful.
Wow.
So we have to balance.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Beautiful. So balancing, yeah, yeah, and moderate usage of, yeah, social media for girls
before
and for
tapping
women.
With your finger, we have to think to whom we are talking, what kind of material we are sharing,
wow,
what kind of pictures and videos we are sharing. Although maybe you are sharing with only family members, with mahram people, but this is social media. You know,
really?
Again, the picture you share with your,
yeah,
family, before it goes to your family member, it goes on servers. You know, anybody can see, anybody can use. Although nowadays they say this is encrypted, you know, only you and your receiver can see. But there are so many ways anybody can see. So we have to be very, very careful.
Dear listeners, let's have a short break and we will come back very soon.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
We Welcome back to our show of Muslim Lady, and we are talking about what kind of biggest challenges are just waiting for practicing Muslim Lady. We have to be very modern, updated, very active in social media. Yeah, this is your modern way of thinking. You know, you never say, no, don't use it because it's very dangerous. You know, it's against of our Islamic teaching. No. You're just, you're not orthodox. You're just saying, yes, come, be present in the field of, all this amazing technology, but don't lose your values. No. Your values are more important and more beneficial for your future and present. So values are that moderation.
I would say don't let the social media impress you. Rather, you should impress this social media,
Ooh, amazing, amazing. Very powerful statement,
This, again, it depends on
So you should have your own style, like full of modesty, chastity, with so many amazing limits. Like how royal families, they have their own limits.
Yeah.
Army people, they have their own limits. So we love their limits. We respect their rules. We say, no, it doesn't suit to them because they are, for example, very
disciplined and very strict.
Yeah, it's suitable for them because they are very special people and they are belonging to the army or army because in our some countries they have very special benefits.
Facilities and
royal, Yeah, so we
priorities.
Have to take it in a very positive way, the red lines, the, strict rulings which we have in Islam about using social media. So we have to take it in a very positive way.
Positive way. And in our teenagers, our sons and daughters, especially, we have to pay a lot of attention. In that sense that if we have provided them with the love, with the respect, with the friendship, so it is again easy for them, So no any stranger can attract them and they can get free to them. But if you are ignoring the rules of tarbiyah, the rules of upbringing, you are not giving them enough respect, enough time, enough friendship. So they will look for these things in social media, Then they will cross all the limits, all the boundaries, which is very dangerous.
Yeah, we have discussed before that it's so important to feed their needs.
Yeah.
So if you are a good parent, then our children, especially our girls, because they are more emotional, they will not slip away from the right path by looking for some parents on internet, the love of parents, which they are lacking, missing. Yes, and I have seen the girls, sometimes they say, no one can understand me, I'm so alone and no one is loving me, caring about me, and everyone wants to just advise me and just make me listen, no one is listening to me. So, and when they will get someone on social media that, how are you? You're looking so beautiful, nice.
Yeah.
That statement is a weak point of the girls when someone start praising. And I think sometimes the boys, they praise as a evil, shaitani way. They say they know this is the beautiful
weak
way
point,
to hunt.
Weak point of the girls. Look at Islam, how beautifully, how politely it says that you have to inject your children with these beautiful doses of love and passion and respect and ihtiram and all the, modesty and chastity. Then you can easily deal with your teenagers, with your daughters and with your sons.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email that is englishradio@irib.ir.
There are another more important tips how to use, you know, how to let your children use social media. If you are giving social media to your son or daughter, you can make an atmosphere that he or she uses in front of you in your house, you know, openly. You give them this much freedom. Again, it depends on the tarbiyah. If you have given all the tarbiyah doses to them, then definitely they will not fear of you. They will do whatever they want in front of you. You
so know, I that think, is yeah, we have to important. Have a very good environment yeah. of conversation, you know, time, quality time is very, very important. And for girls, I really wanted to tell them that, you know, like we as a women, we have to be more respectful towards non-mahram. Yeah, if yeah. someone is not mahram, just random, you know, some guys, they just yeah. come and if they want to say hello to you. Sometimes I have seen some girls, they are very shameless, unfortunately. The way they talk to everyone very comfortably, it's against the teaching of Islam. I remember the beautiful saying of Mawla Ali alayhi salam, our beautiful Imam. He says that, you know, the quality of arrogant, not arrogant, arrogant means, you know, that respectful, very dignity you have to show towards non-mahram, yeah? yeah? So if any guy is saying salam to you, even sometimes they come in a very beautiful way, they say, no, I have a good intention, you know, and I really want to know you more, I want to marry with you, and then they start talking about useless stuff, you know, they cross the limits, and the girl is very comfortable. That is alarming point. This guy can have the same relationship with someone else, too.
Definitely, yeah. You know? If he's free with yeah. me, so in future he can be free with the other.
Exactly.
Girls.
So when Islam says don't talk with boys, yeah, don't cross the limits. So this is beneficial for me. You know, Islam is protecting me, not Islam is just a strict. He doesn't allow me to talk whatever I want. I want that freedom. I want to talk whatever I want. You know, this kind of, you know, because I can say foolishness, it doesn't suit us as a Muslim lady. And, you know, statistics shows that cheating after marriage, unfortunately, it's becoming very common. Yeah, like I'm a married person. I have a husband. I have a wife. But still, I'm having some relationship with some other lady or a man. So why this is becoming more common? One of the reason yeah. is, yeah, again, this
all
shamelessness.
This crossing the exactly. boundaries and yeah. limits.
Yeah. yeah, especially on social media, unfortunately. Because, you know, like, I think you and this global village, you have access to everyone, anywhere, anytime. You know, human being has become very, very, very free in this time. You know, he can say something. So we are responsible for our each click.
Yeah.
yeah. So before clicking, before following, before messaging, before typing, we have to think that to whom we are following, to yeah. whom we are talking. You know, we have to accountable tomorrow on the day of judgment. We have to answer why I have followed this person. Why I'm just, you know, listening to this guy or talking or chatting to this one. So everything is very sensitive.
Yeah, sensitive. Yeah. Again, the role of parents is very important here. You know, if they are using social media themselves, by practicing, their children will learn from them. If I'm hiding something from my children, from my family, so my children will learn slowly, slowly. Oh, we can do like this, yeah? So the most important thing is to be very truthful and very sadiq. Be very open to your family members. You know, you
amazing,
can just give
point.
Your phone to your son yeah. and daughters. They can see and check whatever. You
so
know,
no
you,
password yeah, for
this,
teens. Yeah,
this
especially.
Is a very important foundation, you know. If you offer this kind of atmosphere at home, So definitely in a result, they will also let you use their mobiles, their iPads, their gadgets.
The same way about the timings, you know, how much they have to use. Inshallah, we are going to talk in our next episode. And thank you so much. I'm sure that our listeners, they have benefited from this amazing show a lot, because we were just sitting in front of the beautiful sayings of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. Until next episode, fi amanillah.
I know I'm waiting, waiting for something, something to happen to me. But this waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing in life is free.